Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world is in their hands. When you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. If we just let it be, na-na-na-na-na-na-na. The world won't get no better. We gotta change it, girl, just you and me.
Break it up with Linda Mitchell.
You said it, girl.
You sure did.
Yeah.
The land. We educate, communicate, and collaborate.
We
give, showing others how to live. We care, share, we love all through the land.
Well, good evening, good morning, good afternoon, good night, wherever you're listening in from. You are listening to Waking Up with Linda McChann, and it is Find It Out Friday. Tiffany with an I will be with us. I see it. I strategize. I change it, and I complete it. And we're going to be talking about the importance of relationships. But I can tell you the first relationship we should have is the one that you have with you. You know, our voices resonate with life because this is so. It can touch the lives of others. The caring and compassion is embedded in voice, finds passion and passages to the listener's soul, striking his or her heart and causing it to sing out. A human voice summons something profound from deep within and can even compel a person into action. And I wanted to share that with you because it's really the voice that does the work. The voice moves authentically from the heart. And believe me, persons out there know when you're giving it to them from the heart, and they know when you're giving it to them from somewhere else. So this evening, we're going to be talking about the importance of those relationships. When Tiffany comes on with us, you know, TT is back. He is my planetarian traveler. He is back. Otherwise, you can say he's an alien or stark out there. So TT is one that inspires and encourages. And he reminds us that we shouldn't be afraid of anything because we have the power to win and to be victorious in everything that we do. So let's play a little bit of this and then wait for Tiffany with an eye. See it, do it, change it. Come on. Welcome in. Find It Out Friday.
I took a walk all along the sea.
bring the will and the body proud. Today there'll be no remnants, no trace, no retention. No feelings within you. Today you won't remember, man. Your face will be the reason I smile. But I will not see what I cannot have forever. I'll always love you. I hope you feel the same. When my affliction had to fill out my prescription, found the way I'ma be. I had to set you free.
That's right. Sometimes we have to spread our wings and take off and go north, south, east, and west if we are finding ourselves in a relationship that's no longer doing us any good, okay? Not good for us, not good with us. It could be anything or anybody. But this evening, we have Miss Tiffany with an eye on with us, and she's going to talk to us about the importance of relationships. Tiffany with an eye, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. I am doing well on this Friday evening. Life is good. What can I say?
Yes, we do. Yes, we want to. You know how we do it over here. First, we got to get it out because we get carried away. I have to let you know how much we appreciate you for taking our time to come and care and share with us. And before we get started, you know, we give a lot of information, you know, about the planetary movements out there. And things that are happening, even though we're not experts. But you know TT is back. You've never met TT. You heard about TT, but TT is back. He contacted me. TT does not like to talk on the phone. TT is very, very shy. But he's that planetarian traveler that travels around with Scotty. And when the pandemic started, that's how I met TT. And he wanted to know what was going on here, and he said he was down here with a responsibility. Well, Scotty was ripping up the spaceship, and he was taking off. And TT said, Scotty, beam me up, please. Scotty said, no, you have to stay there until it gets right. I need to see some more love. I need to see some more kindness. I need to see people acting better. What I'm seeing now is confusing me. So TT had to stay a while. Then things cleared up. And then, you know, the persons were moving. It was lightening up. There were some changes. It's still not over with. So he got in the good graces of Scotty, and they went back. Where he came back down, he's here. But he said he had to take a nap. And the reason why he had to take a nap, because Scotty is up there maneuvering the spaceship, dealing with all the retrogrades, all those planets coming in and coming out. And I know you have some information that you want to share with us. And it just stressed him out. So he is napping right now, but he's here for a moment. And I want to share, TT is a very beautiful person, but TT is several persons. Sometimes TT put on desert boots. Sometimes TT puts on Jimmy Choo stilettos. Okay, whatever he feels, he can do anything he want to do because he can make anything possible. That's why I like him, because he's inspiring and he's encouraging. He also can relate to the youth, and you know that's what we're about. And he can relate to the adults, too. But he wanted me to share with you about being mindful, because we've been moving around in these tennis shoes, flip-flops, no shoes. And everybody is getting ready to get back out there. And those nice little cute shoes that we used to walk around in, check your ankles, check your knees, check everything before you step out there and sit across the floor, being the diva queens that we are, because you don't want to fall on your face, and it can actually happen because, see, you're out of sync. So we're getting back out there. We're moving low and slow. So TT wanted me to share with everyone. Be mindful when you put back on those cute little Jimmy Choos or whatever you decide to wear. Walk around in the house a few minutes. Just don't put them on and run out the door. You might be in for a rude awakening. So on that note, Tiffany with an eye, you spoke with me about the retrogrades going on out there, 7 or 8 of them. I don't know. They're just meeting and connecting and disconnecting. You have a little bit that you want to share with us, because, you know, we require that everyone do their own homework because we're not experts over here, but we want to keep it on your mind so that you can find out what's happening with all these moving energies. What would you like to share with us before we get into the relationships?
What I have been sharing with you in these retrogrades is that it's the energy is just so intense, and we are having a little bit of emotional turbulence, and you're trying to figure out what you want to do. And this retrograde, especially with Mercury, we're, I wouldn't say challenged, but we are reviewing relationships and all relationships as they relate to individuals, business, family relationships, just any and all types of relationships. So it's very, very interesting out there. And people are really trying to assess what they want to do and who they want to spend their time with, in generally just what is meaningful to them, you know, what their next steps in business are. I talk to a lot of people, or lately I have during this retrograde, and not understanding that's an emotional time, you know, people are discovering, or I'm discovering in my conversations, that people are literally seeking their next steps, their next phases. You know, some people feel that, you know, I've done all the things in terms of a family relationship. I've done everything for my family, and it's now time for me to do something. But what is it that I want to do? You know, so I have people around me, some of my friends, that are really reviewing life. And this is what retrogrades do. They have you reveal, review the importance of what really matters to you. And since we're on the topic of relationships, I think it's appropriate because we are dealing with so many things that have to deal with relationships in conjunction with these retrogrades.
So that would say, because everything is in the review mode, I guess that's why TT came back, you know, just to check out and see what he needs to keep and what he needs to get rid of, or remind us of what we need to keep and what we need to get rid of. And you're absolutely correct, because I find myself restructuring my list. You know, I work lists. I like to jot it down and scratch it off, right? And I noticed that I have to do a 4 list over here, A, B, and C, you know, and it just automatically happens. And what I noticed, you know, because I'm aware of the energy and what's going on, you know, you got some irritable people out there, you know. And so when you are in the presence of someone that's irritated about something, you take a deep breath and keep moving, because Mercury is communication too, and you have to watch those words, okay? So because the energies are moving the way that they are, just take a deep breath and get away from them, because they wouldn't understand what you're getting ready to tell them anyway. So why waste that energy? You know, you need as much energy as you can to move with this movement out here, because it is moving. So I just wanted to, well, you know, in order to recognize what you need and what you don't need, where do you start? Who do you start? How does that begin?
I believe, and you and I have talked about this, I believe it starts with yourself. So yes, in order to give anything, it must start with you. So it starts with loving yourself, being kind to yourself, forgiving yourself, but really understanding yourself. But self-love is very, very important. You know, you can't give love unless you love yourself first.
That's
and you know how that goes. People love to be around people that love themselves. You know, it radiates out of you. You know, it emits out of you. It's like when somebody is really, really anchored in self-love, it just emanates and people just want to be around you, right? Because you love yourself, right? So you can give it to another person because you have it to give. So I think that it starts with yourself first. And we talk about that on the show all the time, that it all begins with you. You can't give what you don't have.
That's
true. And it takes work. It takes work. There's no doubt. Anything worth having takes work. It doesn't necessarily have to be a lot of work, or it depends on, I guess, what level you are, but or where you are in your life. However, it does take work. And the understanding of that is crucial because it will determine, you know, how you're going to deal in your relationships with other people.
Okay. When you say it takes work and it really actually starts with you, and how are you going to give it if you don't have it for yourself? And how do you recognize it if you've never had it? Okay? You know, it's kind of hard. How can a person demonstrate something they don't know about? Okay? So where does
right.
that step? They can't demonstrate it if they don't know about it.
It's very hard. You know, a lot of people, therapists, psychologists, will take you back to childhood. Because in childhood,
okay.
they're so many things that happened, right, to form you. So let's say you really didn't receive a lot of love then.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going through the different phases of life and you're entering into all these relationships and you want to fall in love or you want to have love, but you really don't realize that you don't know how to give that because
mm-hmm.
you've never had it. It's been, you know, maybe since the beginning of childhood, like I said before, you haven't experienced that. No one has shown you that. And now you're having to do the work for yourself internally to get that. And it is hard. It's like, where do you start? I think basically is your question too. It's like, where do you start? Where do you begin? I think it begins with identifying, you know, the greatness of who you are, no matter what that is. You could be in the dumps, you could be depressed, you could have a lot of issues, but you have to center on the goodness of yourself where you are. I think that's a good starting point. What do you think?
Okay. I think that that's a great starting point because, yeah, you started where you are. And, you know, it's just like, people opening a business or people wanting to do things, well, I'm going to wait until I get this. I'm going to wait until I get that. Well, if you wait until you get this, that, it might not ever get started because if you wanted it, you would have already had it. So you just might as well start where you are now to get it going. So I think that's a good thing. And to do that, you know, because we believe in getting up in the morning and looking in that mirror and screaming out whatever you want that day to go like. Some people call it affirmation. Some people call it vision. Some people call it quote. But you're talking to you. So if there's someone out there that really don't know how to get it going, I'll get in front of the mirror. I get in front of the mirror every day and tell myself how gorgeous I am and how great I am. And sometimes be looking like Booba the Bear. But hair all over the head. You know, I love lipstick, no lipstick. But I'm great. Okay? So if I keep telling myself that I'm great and talking about my greatness, guess what part I'm going to fall in? The top of the line of greatness. So I would say begin that conversation and have that dialogue with you. I talked about the voices and how they resonate with life because it can touch the lives of others. Well, when you hear it over and over repetitiously and you tell yourself, this is going to change, I will be victorious. I rise. Whatever you use out there, do that in that mirror and talk to yourself. The first dialogue session should be with you. because you're kind of like changing your mindset. Because if you're talking to yourself all the time, I didn't say answer yourself, but if you get up and start your day into talking to yourself, you're not going to let anybody else come in here and say too much, okay? You're just not going to do it because yourself has told you, you know, what the day is going to go like. It's your movie. It's your script. I always say when somebody tells you no, you just show them why they should have said yes, okay? So that's between you and you. And only you and you could work that out. And when you say it goes back into the childhood, we talked about that also. People, you know, they think that whatever qualities and strengths you have, you picked them up last Monday. Mm-mm. No, you picked them up in childhood. You were standing up for yourself or not standing up for yourself. You were observing or not observing. You were in and out, nosy, getting into stuff that you had no business getting into because you were inquisitive. All of that starts in that childhood. But what I have found out, that all those experiences, the love received, the love not received, the nosiness, the inquisitiveness, makes you a better adult because you don't forget it. And you don't forget those inspiring, encouraging things or those lessons, just like you don't forget all that trauma that you were taken into. So a lot of people don't realize that, and we all have it, and we're all going through it. Some of us know how to balance out, recognize it, and push it on out the way. A lot of people don't. So with the youth, my focus always stays on the young adults because there's the successors. I was shopping, and there was a young man behind the counter, and he was moving some product. And he told a trend, I forgot what I was doing. I don't remember what I was doing. And I looked at him. I said, okay, I do that sometime. And then his friend said, I do too. I said, just take some deep breaths. Take some deep breaths. So his friend said, well, you know, you should take your lunch break because, you know, if you haven't eaten or whatever. But I heard that. So it's a lot of, everybody's going through it, but I worry about the young adults. You know, what can be done? We're not here to rescue them, okay? We're not here. We're not rescuers. We take on the responsibility to guide them and share with them stories, and hopefully they're listening. It's a new breed out here now, totally new breed, and that's okay. We have to adjust with the times because what I see going and how the young adults act now and lots of them, and not because of the pandemic, it's just a sign of times. They can be very disrespectful, and I'm saying, and they better be glad they weren't back and had my mother because they would have been trying to find their teeth that was in three rooms over, and if they survived, take the next breath, okay, different kind of party. So times have changed, the ways have changed, and we cannot push how what worked for us is going to work for them because they're totally different. But we must pay attention and understand and build relationships. And I'm going with anyone, but especially with the youth, so that that trust can be there, so they will come to you, so that they will open up because they're seeking out there. And the youth is not the future. The youth is the present. So, you know, my vow is, you know, the communities, the unification, education. But my focus is the youth. So anything that's done that we move toward, no matter what it is setting up that directive for those young adults, whether they want to listen to them or not. Eventually, they'll catch on with it. So the importance of relationships with me is to build them, but I found out a long time ago, I just don't find it out Friday, but I'll share it, find it out Friday, that our relationships are not going, are not supposed to stay there. Okay, they're happening at that time. You know, we stick around because it might be a fear. We don't want to break up, whatever. Or we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings. You got to let that go. Because if that relationship is not doing you any justice, you don't need to be around it because that's dragging you down. Period. You know, you have to be a humanitarian. We are humanitarians, but there's a limit there. It is a limit. Just because you're a humanitarian does not mean that you will allow someone to walk on this street, whatever. See, people get it twisted, and everybody with a smile on their face. They might be smiling to keep them crying, so don't let that smile fool you either. The best thing that I can say, and I'm in agreement with you, Tiffany, with an eye, is the relationship starts with you, and that's through the self-care, that's understanding yourself, and actually being able to put in the work. You have to be willing to make the change and have that morning conversation. You know, get up in the morning and screen it, because if you put it in your brain cells, you won't let anybody else's come up in there and take you off your focus. I'm a firm believer of that. So on that note, I'm getting off this cool field. I'm so glad that we're sharing this. And I saw that young man today because, it made me aware of something. I said, I don't remember what I was doing. And I looked. I said, that's a young man. Okay? And his thought pattern is gone. And another thing I wanted to talk about with the Care Out babies are dying out here from these drugs. A 13-year-old that overdosed at the high school. That's sad to me. That's sad. So, you know, we need mental information going out there. You just cannot say don't do the drugs, because you don't know what you're putting in your, what you're being given out there. It just hurt me to my heart, okay? That there's persons out there that have no compassion, no heart, and pushing that. And I guess that's the way they have to make a living. But I'm trying to figure out some kind of way, some kind of curriculum, some kind of something where, you know, we can sort of like shake them up or wake them up a little bit. And they're going to do it. They're going to take diet pills. I remember diet pills. I remember diet pills. And so they're coming back around again, okay? But they're coming back around in a different way. Like I said, it's a new day. It's a new beginning. Our work is cut out for us, and we have to work on ourselves and start and help and direct our youth. You can't be the rescuer, but you can set up some directives out there. Build that trust, build that relationship, and get out here and do what we have to do. Would you be in agreement with me on that, Tiffany?
I sure will be in agreement with you. I think it's very, very important. We just, you know, since the pandemic, we're experiencing a lot of different behavior because there really isn't the same outlets that we used to have.
Nope.
So you, instead of playing outside and, you know, playing a sport or playing outside in the yard with your neighborhood friends, you're playing on the computer. You're playing games. Everything's mental and visual. So where do you release all that energy that you have stored? You can't really do it, you know, through a game. You have to get out and exercise and do things and stimulate your creativity. I think that's very important. Because, you know, we talked about emotional wellness and in your mental state of mind. I think that's the next topic here soon that we'll discuss, because it's very, very important. I think people are overlooking it. But most importantly, I think in terms of relationships, that, you know, taking care of yourself, understanding yourself is very valuable, because it will, you know, flow into your other relationships, like your family relationships, your business relationships. Depend on how you see yourself. If you respect yourself, then everybody's going to respect you. Your family, your colleagues, your boss. If you show up in integrity, then guess what? People are going to, you know, respect you for having the integrity. So I think it's very important that you know who you are, you know, continue to evolve, continue to grow, start at a place of where you are to, you know, influence yourself positively with affirmations and just keep moving forward in that direction. And, of course, you know, we are not experts over here. So, you know, whatever works for you, you know, and that could be religion. That could be, you know, whatever that is with, you know, prayer, meditation, chanting, whatever it is to get you into that place of understanding or that place of silence so that you can really connect with your higher self or God. So I just think that, you know, it's really, really important. Again, as I say, it contributes to all the other relationships you have. And when you're happy, other people see that happiness and want to be around you because you're happy.
Yeah.
So I think it's so, so, so important. You know, nobody wants to be around somebody who's negative all the time and complaining.
Nope.
I mean, I personally don't.
Nope. No. Happy attracts happy. Okay? It does just what it does. When you are out there shining like a sun ray, when you shine, you got to deal with one or two things. Well, really, three. You got to deal with controlling yourself because you're pulsating out there, pushing those beams out because it feels good to be able to do it. And then the second things that you have to deal with are those that are looking for it. They want to absorb those sun rays, okay? They want to feel good. They like the warmth, the brightness. And then you got that third one out there who try to bend your sun rays, okay? But, see, they haven't realized that you cannot bend the sun rays. So I tell all the happy, bright, and light people I know to carry you some extra sunshade. So when you run into that third type of person, just tell them to put on the shades and get out the way, okay? Because you cannot bend a sun ray. So happiness attracts happiness. We believe in happy, bright, and light. No matter what, we have to work hard to get there. And it's like the ocean. You're up and down, but you have to be willing to ride the waves. You have to be willing to suffer and enjoy what there is to enjoy. And there's no other way to look at it and get through it. Never retreat and never be defeated about anything. And always, always start with yourself. Now, that's my final words for this evening. I know how you talk about self-care. The weekend is here. People are moving out. I'm moving out low and slow, but I got to put my ears to the sidewalk and get the mixing and blinging because these youth need some directions out here. And you know that's what we're about. So I will be sticking with you because they are into the technology. They are into the game. They are into the... So we got to give them that technology and make sure that the technology that we are giving them will help sustain them through life, give them something to do, and they'll have pleasure doing it. So I'm going to need your help on that. But ears are on the sidewalk now. I still got on the tennis shoes, and I'm moving out, still low and slow. But it's time, okay? It is time. So whatever it's going to be, it's going to be. I see the change. I see the new beginnings. I see it all. But we had to go through this poison. See, this pandemic is what we call changing poison into medicine. It is poison. But what has it done? It has brought out so many entrepreneurs, so many people that had brought out their creativity they didn't even know they had, okay? So it's changed. That's poison changing into medicine. And on that note, that's when I'm going to leave the thought to all the listeners out there, wherever you're listening in from. Remember, you can make the impossible possible and shoot for victories in everything you do. You must be victorious, step in your greatness, and stay there. But don't forget to take others with you. Tiffany with an I, we love you. And if you want to give us a closing word or nod or whatever before we sign off for the weekend, we'll be back for Mind for Monday. You have anything you want to just remind us of?
It is a weekend, and it is a... It's going to, you know, we just came out of celebrating, what was it, Labor Day? So enjoy.
Yes.
The holidays are coming up. You know, people are going
yes.
to be doing really have very festive occasions to attend. Just, you know, be careful out there. Still, we're still present. The virus or the whatever is current now is still, you know, is in the air, sort of, and not to alarm you, just to be aware that it's still there, and we just need to be cautious as we go out and enjoy ourselves.
Go out, enjoy yourself, be safe, have fun, still stay safe, wash your hands, do whatever you need to do. We still don't know what we're dealing with, but one thing you can do is learn about yourself. And the best person that you can deal with is you. And on that note, I'm going to say happy weekend. See you online for Monday. We love you.
You're a fool if you think you have best.
Others how to live.
We care and share with love all through the land.